It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Alcohol. Last call for alcohol. Last call for alcohol. Last call for alcohol. And if you think you need a drink, better get it now. Well, you ain't gotta go home. Lord, you can't stay here. Get your glass off the table and your ass right out of here. Well, it's hotel, motel, no-tell time again. Well, it's hotel, motel, no-tell time again. I don't know where you're going and you don't know where you've been. Why it's last call for alcohol. Last call for alcohol. Last call for alcohol. Last call for alcohol. And if you think you need a drink, better get it now.
You know when them lights come up, you're going to look like hell. You got to take it to the parking lot where nobody can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Microwave Dave. Thank you. Microwave. Microwave Dave and the Nukes. Last call for alcohol. Ooh, those are some of the most feared words in the English language. Put fear in the hearts of men and plenty of women, too. That song always takes me to a fabulous two-week Death by Memory gig on Mackinac Island at the Pilot House. I was playing up there way back with a band called Ron Tucker Blues Band. And our bar and band had the, I want to say, the distinction of being the party band when all the clubs would close down, hotels would close down. They'd all come down and hang at the Pilot House. So they'd walk around and shake tables of people drinking. And they'd say, come on, you got to get out of the bar. They'd spill their drinks. Let's go at 2 o'clock. They'd clear them all out, and then other musicians would come in, bartenders, waitresses, things like that from other clubs, and then the real party would start. Oh, my. I can't talk about some of that stuff on the radio, but I got to tell you, that was really a fun gig. That's probably, I want to say that's right up there with the top three fun gigs I've ever done in my entire lifetime. You're on, and that's saying a lot. You're on the edge, and it's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
When the mailman came to our house this morning, I was waiting right there for him at the door. But when I opened up and read your last letter, then I knew that I would wait for him no more. 'Cause you said, dear one, there's something that I have to tell you.
I tried so hard
not to give in,
but I lost my head and I lost my heart and I lost your love to him.
Then she said, dear one, there's something that I have to tell you. Dear one, there's something that I have to say.
There's something.